girl just started. And what an acknowledgement, what a tribute we want to give to you to say thank you for what you've provided for us, Lenny. And he's an author, The Journey to Believable, and he's also been featured in The 7 Secrets of Highly Successful People, Network Marketers by Stephen Covey. So it's really my honor to be here and to be able to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Feels like a family reunion every day. Monday through Friday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. And I just want to say something before I bring on our amazing trainer today. I want to say that, you know, of course I honor different philosophies, just like I honor your beliefs. I really do. I don't always understand everyone's beliefs, you know, but Stephen Covey was one of my great mentors, and he said that we should agree to disagree agreeably. Kind of cool how he said that. That's one of the 7 habits. But what I want to say about you on this call is that I consider you family in Isagenics, even though we're not financially linked. The trainer that's about to come on is not financially linked to me. And many of you are not financially linked to me. Many of you are financially linked to me. Many of you aren't. And I believe that when Zig Ziglar taught a profound law to Jimmy Smith, and Jimmy Smith taught that law to me, I believed it to be true, and I've always taught it to my people and taught it to my leaders, and the more we embrace it, I think the further we go and the happier we are. And here's the law. It's called the law of reciprocity. Look it up. Google it. Man, this is a powerful law. And the law of reciprocity states simply that as you and I help other people get what they want, we in turn get what we want. And however you believe the laws were begun, whether you believe they're universal laws or that there is a God that created the universe and thus it's their God laws, universal laws, angels laws, energetic laws, like I don't judge what you think created the law. That law becomes so profoundly sweet to me that as I help you, I am helped. And I've seen it happen. And I believe it to be true. So everyone is always welcome on this call. This is not an exclusive call to my team only. I invite my team. Oh my goodness! I work a lot with my team that's in my organization for sure. But I just wanted to make that statement that, you know, if you think about, there's only one person that is a regular guest trainer, or not a guest trainer, a trainer on my daily call that's on my team. That's Dave McCarthy. Udonna is not financially linked to me. Rhonda Collier is not financially linked to me. And KC Plus is not financially linked. And that's our star lineup right now. Not because they're on my team, because they're the right person to deliver the message. I just wanted to make that statement. I don't know that everybody always knows that. I had a conversation last night and people were asking, you know, where is Udonna on my team and where is KC on my team? And I'm like, oh, no, you know, that's not – oh, no, they're not off my team. But they helped me and blessed me so much. They help me get what I deserve, and so I help them get what they deserve. Anyway, don't know where that came from exactly, because I'm super stoked to listen to our great trainer today, because she truly is one of the great network marketing professionals of our day. She's that person that's stepping into her power, and already has stepped into her power, and she's, you know, in the START movement, which means she's under, I think it's the 35, I think she's under 30. I don't really ever remember all those little details, but I know that she has become a professional and she's a well-sought-after trainer. And she's got a big event coming up in South Carolina, and she's put together this entire agenda. I could not be more proud of the future millionaire that's going to happen any day. KC Plus, good morning.
Good morning, Lenny. Oh, I'm so grateful.
Sorry, that was a long intro.
I'll take it. I'm all about taking some compliments and receiving. Yes. So, oh, I do love that law of reciprocity. It's a beautiful, beautiful law, and it is how it should be. It's just gorgeous. So, you know, I'm just going to talk about kind of my morning and then what just came to me. So, you know, I got to wake up and have delicious Ionics and chai tea, my favorite thing to do when I wake up, and then I had an amazing vegan shake. I've been really down in my vegan shakes lately and, you know, feeling really good. And then I went to this hot yoga class with my dear friend Hayat, and I had an E-shot right before. So, I mean, I'm just feeling amazing. I've been on a strict, like, 3 days now of just isogenics and all organic foods. My body is feeling good right now. And, you know, I went into that class, and during that class, for anybody that's done yoga, she took us through a series of doing the warrior poses, 1 through 3, but she had us do it with our eyes closed. And so that really, you know, you have to just kind of trust yourself, and you just have to feel it, and your other senses become so much more aware, and things that were there that you were paying attention to are no longer there, and it's just you and your breath, and, you know, your focus on holding your body and stretching it and feeling it. And it was almost like I could feel all the cells connecting together just with my breath and my body there. And I was like, man, you should do a whole class of closed eye yoga. Where's the blindfold, man? Because that's going to be a new thing. That was just incredible. You know, to go through all those poses like that and just really hone in on your senses and, you know, just block everything else out. And so I was just so, so grateful for this morning and the ability that Isogenics allows me to have this schedule to where I can just wake up any day I want. And if I want yoga, I get to go do yoga. You know, there's no schedule other than the schedule that I create for myself. And that wouldn't be possible without Isogenics. So how grateful I am for Isogenics and Jennifer Trinkner for introducing me to this amazing gift. And I posted something yesterday that, you know, a lot of people love too. So I'm just going to read it. And the bumblebee is a power animal of mine. For those of you who aren't aware of power animals, it's a kind of American thing too, where I had a shaman, and those are kind of like medicine men and women in the Native American culture. I have some Indian in me, so it's something that I'm, you know, tapping into and getting into. And, you know, it was discovered one of my power animals was a bumblebee through her. And so I found I was at our botanical gardens. I've been hitting up the botanical gardens a lot in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I just go and, you know, I'll take a mat and I'll breathe and I'll read out there. And sometimes I do a little bit of work out there. So the botanical gardens has become a very sacred for me here. And I was going to the gift shop and there was this little bee, and it was so cute, this little trinket. And then there was also like a bunch of necklaces, bee things, and just bee stuff that I saw. And, you know, I started thinking about how never before might have been aware of that. But now since I know that, you know, the bumblebee is my power animal, it's more the connection thing. And so I'm always seeing them now. But it's like my eyes are open now. So maybe what are we really wanting in our life? It's everywhere around us. But maybe it's just we're not as quite in tune to it, and then we might even be walking right past it. We can be walking right past the thing that was there because I'm sure I used to all the time, but now it's like I constantly see them everywhere. And I love this about the bumblebee. The bumblebee cannot fly. According to the laws of aerodynamics, the bumblebee cannot fly. Its body is too heavy for its wings, and that's the simple reason why. But the bumblebee doesn't know this fact. And so it flies anyway for all to see. So always remember this when you're losing faith or hope. This is God's proof that the impossible can be done. And there's nothing that's impossible. We just have to be so aware and just so, you know, open to receive them. And when we do that, when our eyes are open, it's because our belief is open. You know, and Lenny, the other day when you were on a call with Dave, we were talking about filling the wind, you know, riding down in your convertible, having your hand out, the wind. And, man, I do that all the time, too, and I love it. And right now I'm sitting in the car. I'm about to go in and get some delicious water. And I'm looking at just the trees, and they're just blowing so beautifully right now in the wind, you know. So we don't like that, see it, but it's definitely there. But I'm aware of it. I'm almost looking for it. I'm feeling it. When I lay out and that sun is hitting my skin and, gosh, just the warmth of the rays. I love, love, love the sun. I don't see the rays. I can see the sun. I don't see the rays, though, but it's like I feel them on me. I feel each individual rays, just every single area of my body getting penetrated and blessed by that sun. You know, I don't see the love that I feel for people,
I don't see the joy that I feel, but it's there. I can feel it. It's always there. And, you know, I believe so much in it. And so I loved what Katie Newbaum put on her wall the other day. And she was reading a book about what it is that you want to bring forth into your life or manifest. You just have to be looking for it. So what are we looking for? Because for me, it's like people are everywhere, because this business is people, right? That's a huge thing in the Isagenix business. This people are everywhere. And are we just walking by them without even being aware of it? This is the next person that we are going to bless and give this gift to, and vice versa. We're going to give them so much, and that law of reciprocity is about to take place. And I'm going to bless them. I'm going to help train them. I'm going to help plug them in. I'm going to help grow them. I'm going to help them discover financial freedom, and that the 9-to-5 is the old way, and the new way, you know, is right here. And I'm going to give, and then in return, all that BD flows up. So it's just more residual income and freedom for me. But it's just so beautiful. So just make sure that we're aware. You know, when you get that message on Facebook, when you get a like on a photo, are you even like interacting with that person? You know, are you thinking about all the people that just it's just everywhere. So people are this business. So people are praying, and if we're aware, you know, we have the belief. Oh, it's every single where, and it's so beautiful. So I don't know. That's just kind of what was coming to me as I was driving before I parked my car, just my little bumblebee trinket that I had and everything. And then that's what it kind of just made me all think about. And just that amazing yoga class this morning of, you know, going on that faith and that trust that, you know, I can do these poses with my eyes closed. You know, I can sense things. I can feel it. I can feel what's around me. And, you know, I can tell you, I was, you know, just blessing some people in the grocery store that I'm going to bless here in a little while when I call them. So I'm probably going to find some more people to bless here in Lowe's. So people are everywhere, but we have to be aware of them. We have to be aware of them, and we have to believe in ourselves that, you know, we are the messenger of this gift. So, yeah, that's it for Thursday.
What's the first ingredient to bliss?
Awareness.
Awareness. Oh my gosh, I love learning from you. You know, it's so beautiful because it's just what this is all about. You know, I wanna honor you for your journey, and also every one of you for your journey. And like the other day, I was in a place where I deserved, let me state it correctly, I deserved assistance from my friends, and so I asked for prayers and healing light and energy to be sent to my mother. And, wow. I mean, I had hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people praying and sending their good, positive energy. And I love to watch the comments because everyone does it a tiny bit different, you know? But they're all received. And I talked to my mom last night, you know, and I said, how are you? And she said, oh, honey, tell all your friends on Facebook, thank you so much. Because everything went so smoothly, and I made so many new friends at the hospital. Whew, right? And so we're kind of all like those bumblebees, right? If people logically told us you can't pray to a God and have someone be saved, no one can send energy over the airways. And so we'd all just be, okay, well, we won't fly then. But don't let people tell us that we can't fly and that we can't have faith and we can't achieve greatness and we can't live our life completely on purpose and to our finest and fullest expression and potential. Because I thought the same thing in yoga last night as I did a 90-minute flow class with JT Brown. I mean, it was so beautiful to be in a candlelight flow, all the lights off, only candles in the middle. And Isagenix allows us to do that. And I just want to share this and then turn it back to you to close out and give us what challenge is coming up for you today to focus on, Casey. I just want to say that when Isagenix becomes our focus, it allows us to live our life on purpose. You heard Casey talking about one of her power animals, and some of you are like, what's a power animal? Well, it's kind of cool. It's and she never could have taken the time in her old life to ever even figure that out, because she was working, tired, working, rockstar, however she stayed up in the middle of the night taking care of sick people. Don't get me wrong, it's a great profession, but she was born for more, to live her life on purpose. Isagenix is now allowing that. So whatever your purpose turns out to be, I just think that Isagenix allows you to have that freedom to tap in to living your life at its fullest expression, fullest potential, and directly on purpose for you. We're not deciding what your purpose is. That's up to you to decide. That's one of my great passions in life, is helping other people tap into their purpose. So I just want to say that, you know, Isagenix is such a gift. It's such a blessing. Let's honor it for what it is. And really, it's doing things that no other company of its kind in the new economy has ever accomplished, and it's just getting started. So welcome home to that vehicle. And, gosh, I just want to be a bumblebee today. Casey, back to you.
Yes, bumblebees, too. No, think about it. I mean, they just fly around and taste the sweet nectar of life. And that's, I'm so enjoying that in life. And it is, man, Isagenix, it can, you know, so many people on my team, their purpose isn't this, you know, enlightenment thing that I'm on, and just the sacredness that I've found with meditation and everything. That's what a lot of people are doing here on my team. But some of them want to, you know, help educate other moms about just the dangers in food and start things. And, you know, so whatever it is that your purpose and your passion is, yes, but Isagenix is that vehicle. You know, travel, gosh, yes, I have just loved starting to travel and, you know, planning these trips and cruises, and I'm just, and meeting people in other countries that now I can also offer this gift to in Australia, and, you know, now my new guy in Indonesia, and, you know, it's just so incredible for that. But the challenge today is awareness, right? So you don't got to freak yourself out if you're someone that's not at the stage yet of actually talking about it, or maybe you don't have your story to the T yet, or, you know, you still have those little butterflies or you're nervous about talking. But remember, all the magic does happen outside the comfort zone. So always remember that. But just listen. Just listen to conversations around you. How many times do you feel like if you were going to talk to someone, is there openings, right? Every single time I'm in the grocery store and I'm in the organic section and I have women and men shopping there, I mean, that's just a whole area very easy for me to go into now. In the beginning, absolutely it wasn't, but, you know, I would see them looking at things and spark a conversation. So maybe just spark a conversation, and then don't worry. You don't have to talk about Isagenix at all. And if you're not used to talking about it, don't. If you're not used to having conversations, how about you just don't even worry about that? But just see if you can hear a need for Isagenix. Hear an opening for that, because people are praying for Isagenix. People are on their hands and knees praying for what Isagenix is. Be it people don't have optimal health, they're praying for better health. Be it people are, you know, just financially stressed. So listen. And when you listen, then when you get back in your car, maybe you can think, that would have been a great opportunity. And start, just so you can be aware of all the people around, and then you can start working on your skills to share this gift. And maybe that person isn't the person for Isagenix, but maybe that person was placed in that situation for you to start practicing your skills. So, you know, maybe you're going to have to go through a lot of practicing people, and that's why you are blessed to come with them and send them love, because what a beautiful thing that they're a practice person for you. And so that way, when you find the person that's meant for Isagenix, you're very, you know, in tune with your skills. So that's my challenge today, is just to really see how many times that the story, and if you're used to telling your story, by God, yeah, get out there and share it. But for someone who's not, I think that's a beautiful, beautiful challenge to just be aware and listen. And just even if you're out to eat and you just hear people talking around you, I love listening. I just hear so many opportunities so many times. And do I seize every single one? No. Do I seize them when it comes to me and I feel like, oh my gosh, this is the person, I have to go talk to them? Yes. Is everyone always receptive? No. But they're practice people for me, and they're blessing me, and, you know, I'm learning something from it. And then when the right person is there, I'm skilled and I'm ready and I'm prepared, and it's beautiful. So just start with that.
I love it. I love it. Great training. Wow, that is power. The super indirect approach. It's so great that we're learning to become professionals, all of us together. And so, good stuff. I'm so excited for all of us. You know, how many people are really ready to embrace October 30th all day long? Like, live it out loud. Like, become aware and make new friends and enjoy the fall colors. Ah, it's such a beautiful day today, no matter where we are. Let's look at the miracle. Let's shift it from fear to love and witness miracles. And I just love it so much. Casey, thank you for who you are and your ability to express it. Your gift of verbal facility and opening up your throat chakra has been just brilliant to witness. And we wish you all the best, everyone. We're going to do a 1, 2, 3 isogenic shout right now. So I'll unmute the lines and let's take on this Thursday. I'll be the speaker tomorrow, and I have a lot to share. I usually wait till the present moment, but man, I was really. At least one of the topics I want to bring up is Martin Luther King. He said something profound. He said that you don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to see the first step and take it in faith. I'm not going to just talk about how that applies to isogenics. I do that every day at 10:15 a.m. Mountain Time and at 1:15 p.m. Mountain Time. I do a first step call, a first exposure call on the same number, same line. I'd love you to jump on because we've been enrolling people left and right on this call. It's getting to be so delicious. I've got it whittled down to about 6-7 minutes, and it's just all about taking the first step because there's no need to have another conversation. I feed a little bit of other ideas, but it's not just what we're talking about with isogenics. That's an easy first step. It's about forgiving your mom. Just the first step. It's about maybe going on a vacation. First step. It's about rank advancing to 6-star golden circle. It's just a first step. You don't have to always see the whole staircase. And so I'm going to take it into real life analogy about taking first steps in your life. And it's really blessing me. So gosh, you guys, let's do it. Let's rock. Here we go. Hold on.
And don't forget the November event and Lenny's call.
We are live. 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.